It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on kingdom principles, a show that was designed with you in mind to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do every Wednesday at this time with my wonderful co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey guys, happy holiday.
It's that time again.
I'm really excited because we've got a co-host that I'm just tickled pink that's going to be on. And she's going to be on and she's going to join us later in the show. And I'm excited about her being here, and you'll see why. Also, we've got, of course, trending topics that KJ and Niles bring so wisely. And of course, before we get to all of that goodness, I really want to hone in, guys, on this principle, being that this is the last Wednesday of the month, the last day that we get to talk all things women. How about that?
Yes.
I love when KJ opens up and he says, you know, if it wasn't for the women, we wouldn't have this and that. And I'm like, yes, son, yes. But I want to kind of hone in on, guys, something that has truly, I've had to live it. So living it, and I'm sure if you've ever had any hurts or disappointments or victories that were not as easy as you thought they should have been, then you know what I'm talking about. And this is healing from the inside out. And I think you'll grab some nuggets from it. I hope so anyway. So after having endured, guys, some of the most disheartening events in life, it comes a time in your life where you're like, you know what? I don't know how to move from where I am. I'm broken. And how do you put these shard pieces back together? So in my study, I began to question, how do you, God, how do you put back those pieces that you never even thought you'd be there, but you're there? And that there is the safest, most scariest part. And I said most. It is the scariest place to be if you're not operating in faith. And I'll tell you what I mean. I've got three principles and three keys that not only help me get out of a broken place, but I pray it helps you as well. And the first one is simply, this is the principle, believe that no matter where you see yourself or how you feel, that God will never leave you. And the key to that is just declaring his word over your life every single day of your life. And for an example, it's merely, Father, you promise in your word that you'd never leave me nor forsake me. That's how you apply a key to a principle. Number two, you gotta surrender the fact that you need to face the situation or the event head on. You just gotta surrender to it. And the key to surrendering and realizing that, you know what, this is not going to move as much as I want it to. It's not going to the way it is at this moment. You literally, when you surrender, and I kid you not, when you surrender, you receive all that God has for you right then. So surrender, receive. It works mutually exclusive for one another. It just works that way. It's a mystery. Don't really know how it does it, but it does it. And then the third principle that I really want you to hone in on is, when you find yourself in that broken place and you know that this is, I got to call on God. I got to believe. I got to have a change of mind so that my disposition will change. The third principle is you've got to move. That's moving physically, spiritually, and mentally. You're moving to that flicker of hope. And even if it's just a little bit, even if it's just a phone call from someone saying, hey, man, I was thinking, or hey, dear, I was thinking about you. That, my friend, is called a flicker of hope. So you're going to move into that position right there, that place right there. And then this is what's going to happen. When you physically move into that place, you have no other choice. I know what I'm talking about. You literally say, you know what? I'm holding on for dear life. I'm not going to quit. I don't care how bad it looks. I gotta believe that this will come to an end at some point in my life. And when you do that, you're going to have a mind shift. You're going to physically, mentally, and spiritually move to that place of hope. And then you're going to realize that, you know what? Even in this, he promised never to leave me nor to forsake me. And that, my friend, is the three principles and the keys to use when you find yourself needing healing from the inside out. Now, gentlemen, like you guys do so very well, break it down for us. Tell us how we can use this in our everyday life, or maybe you've experienced something where you needed some healing from the inside out. Take it away.
KJ, you want to start?
You got it, bro. Go ahead.
Okay. I guess for me, something that I had to do to get through the brokenness and healing process in my life. Of course, you know, with what you're talking about, it's important to do the internal work, look into why you might be broken, you know, what led to it, spend time with it, self-evaluation, understand it, and then from there, give it to God when it comes to the healing process. But, you know, there's also that portion where we have to dig within self. And God has put so many different resources around us to understand, you know, life, you know, from at least from to it when it comes to our extent and of understanding. So many different resources, so much information, you know, psychology and just different things to do it on our level. But once we are able to get to the core of the brokenness, that's when we have to give it up to God. You know, he's the ultimate healer, he's the ultimate doctor. A lot of folks may say, well, I grew up like this and I grew up like that and I had a hard life or whatever else. But I think we also have to remember that we are in control of what we do with our lives and ourselves and the decisions that we make. That's just a part of being a human being. That's a part of being an adult. And I think that's what we probably try to teach children as they're being cultivated and growing as well. Ultimately, God is in control, of course. But as I say, if you do the legwork, God will take care of everything else. And it's pretty much that simple. But you have to allow yourself to really look into your soul and that darkness that has accumulated over time through life experiences or whatever else. Because, again, we're all born and shaped into, you know, by iniquity. And, you know, with that, I mean, things become tethered. You know, things become, you know, tarnished. Yeah, you know, things become tarnished and so on. So, as you said, you have to do it from the inside out. There's nothing outside of you that's going to fix your brokenness and your hurt. There's no kind of alcohol. There's no kind of drug. You know, there's no kind of TV show or any kind of vice that you want to run to. You know, that's just a pacifier. But then a pacifier for what? Is it a pacifier for good or a pacifier for progress? Or is it a pacifier that's just going to keep you in the same cycles? So do your part, look inside your soul. Everything that's stirring in there and that's been put there by experience and life, you give that to God and see what he does with you and what he does with your life if you get relinquish power to him completely.
Wow. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
You hit the money on that one. And one thing I'll add to it is, like, it's not a microwave fix. You know, we live in a generation where you get everything fast. You can get a whole box from Amazon within an hour or the next day at the most. Yep. So let that process bake in the oven for a little bit. You know what I mean? You know, it's one thing. What's one thing that I find very interesting? You can see somebody on the street who is commercially attractive from the outside. And then you see somebody who isn't as commercially attractive, who doesn't have the finest clothes, doesn't have a fabulous car and whatnot. But on the inside, they are just so in tune with themselves. They prioritize working on the inside. So you put them right next to each other and you're going to have a dialogue with them. And you find out that the person who is like looking, who's very introspective, is more attractive and is a more breath of fresh air. That's what I found interesting. And I think that, and I really believe that when you work on the inside, that the you don't have to worry about the outside anymore. Because all we focus is, all we want is that joy. All we want is that peace. And when somebody comes into your life and brings you that joy and that peace, you're like, I really don't care about what kind of Jordans I'm wearing. I really don't care about what kind of car I'm driving. I'll drive my 96 Toyota Corolla any day of the week if I know that I am free from the world on the inside. So the inside, prioritize the inside, the outside will come.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely love it.
That's true. But in that, from what I hear, KJ, is don't put the power in the outside. I think that's that's where we go wrong. You know, we think we have that new Maserati, you know, we get to sit on everybody and finesse, and people will look at us this way and that way. And people will tell you all the time, whether they're millionaires, billionaires, and so on, there's no amount of material things that will fill you up inside. And people think that's what they need to do, and that's what they need to get to feel, you know, fulfilled, but it's never going to get there. Material is just good on the eyes. It's not good. It's not necessarily good on the soul.
Mm-hmm. It's the icing on the cake. Too much icing will make you sick, even though I love
that's
icing.
True.
Like don't get me wrong, I will eat a whole tub of icing if you put it right in front of me. I will feel sick afterwards. I'll be honest about it. But the icing on the cake is supposed to bring out the appeal in it. It's all about the cake, the flour, the eggs, the butter, the sugar you put into it. You know, let that thing bake. Don't put it in an easy bake oven.
Oh my God.
Put it in an actual eventual oven and have that go through that process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have you ever had to, if you want to share this, you don't have to share it if you do not, but was there ever an instance where you literally in your life had to heal from the inside? I mean, we're giving these wonderful principles and the keys, but if we're being open, honest, and sincere, when's the last time we really went through a healing from the inside out?
Oof.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just like pull the curtain from everybody.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's this is a wonderful show. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoy doing the show. I love the fact that you guys prep for it and we look, you know, we go over ideas and all of that good stuff. But I envision a show where everyone is so open, honest, and sincere that not necessarily every nook and cranny that you've gone through, but at least how we can. If we're journaling together, if we're walking with people in life together, then let's be honest. When's the last time that seriously God had to fix the matrix in our lives and help us with the plan to kind of juxtapose into something that he designed for us? I'll start. October 18th, 2020.
An actual
10:47.
Day.
Yeah, man. Wow. 10:47 p.m. I get a text message that said, "Miss Tanji, this is only a test." 45 minutes later, I get a call that says, "I need you to call 911 because I ain't breathing." Wait, hold up. You go from just celebrating that this is only a test to being in the test. And now you got to heal. You literally have to heal right then, because you already know the gravity of what you're about to go through. It's going to be so detrimental to your health if you're not healing already. So in medical school, we learned that with granulation tissues and how tensions and everything kind of come together and get a scalp, but it actually healed from the inside out. Same thing with what you have to do when the one that you really do love and admire as your very own gets a promotion. And everybody has to get that promotion now. Everybody does. But this particular time, he goes and you were not expecting it. And now you've got to show up. You got to show up for life, because life is still calling. Yeah. I still need you to place us. The caregivers are screaming. We still need service. The patients are screaming. And I still got to show up. I got to show up for everyone that's listening. I got to show up for Tanji. So how do you heal? You take one step at a time. And you thank God, not because you're in that matrix or in that situation, but you know that you're not by yourself. So how do you heal? I've told you my war story. Yeah. How do you heal from that inside out?
I know for me, I have to really separate myself from everything, you know, if it be a distraction or things that I'm chasing. I just really need to separate from everything, because it's flooding myself so much, I cannot think. And so for me, it's like, okay, I need to take a break from my phone, not go on Instagram anymore, not even play my game, which I really love. And I, you know, for me, it's just like escaping the world, you know?
That's good. It is, really.
Because like the world puts a lot of stuff on us. Let's be honest. From like once we get out the womb, just like, all right, you're going to be a firefighter. Wait, I don't want to be a firefighter. I want to dance.
Right.
You know?
It's crazy how a lot of our battles are put on us and in us through the unconscious and subconscious. You know, like as you just mentioned, like we are, you know, indoctrinated with these things from birth. And I'm like, we don't even realize it. It's like we have mechanical answers and mechanical thoughts. And of course we think it's ours, but I'm like, yo, this, I think we've all dealt with programming to an extent. And it's like, how do you unprogram yourself? Well, first you have to realize that you've been programmed. And that's the tough part. But I know for me, I know KJ, you mentioned getting away from social media and so on. That's something that I did a few days ago. I deactivated my Instagram.
You know, really?
Yeah. Crazy.
Because no, I didn't mean it. You're so good at it. Seriously, you are. And your postings and your stories, it's like perfection. So for you to have to walk away from something that you've kind of built up and you know how to do, that's major, man. Seriously.
Yeah, I try to do it, I would say 1 to 3 times a year, because it's kind of like what you guys just said. Like, you see that stuff, and you wake up to it, you know, and you really don't realize the impact and the effect, you know, that it has on you. But aside from that, I mean, there's always a part of you, a part of us that at least wants a little validation, you know. And I'm like, sometimes it's nice just to get away from that. Mm-hmm. And when you get away from that and all those distractions, because that's what it is, you know, most of the time when we run to it, when we get away from those distractions, then we're able to, you know, be in the quiet. And when you're in the quiet, you know, when you're in the still, that means you're a little bit more open. You're a little bit more contrite and so on. So that was a decision that I made a few days ago, and it's been solid so far. But aside from that, man, this is how I know that what I'm doing is God's will for my life, because my art has become my healing. My writing music has become my healing. You know, my poetry has become my healing. Writing scripts has become my healing. Acting and auditions and filming, that's become my healing. And it's like, it's therapeutic. So that's how I know that this is the gift that God gave me. And he wants to use it for the betterment of the world around me. You know, I know I was saying this to KJ, but that You know, when you're writing music and lyrics and so on, I've gotten to the point where it's just coming out, just kind of like leaking out. And I don't even realize what I'm saying until it's done and it's crafted. And I'm like, oh, I said that? I just told a whole story. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know it's coming from my soul. But that's how I know that my gift is truly connected to God. Okay. And he's really taught me and teaching me how to use it for not just my own healing, but the healing of others. I mean, I've received multiple messages from people saying, like, you know, they're so inspired, or, you know, the stuff that they see and that I put out, like, it really helps them through their hard times and so on. And that's how I know it's not me, it's God. But yeah, God gave me this gift, and God gave me the art for healing and to give something great to the world so the world can hear, heal. And when we're healed, that means we have a greater connection and a clearer connection with God.
Amen. Amen. And I'd like to know your story. We'd like to know your story. What is it that you're healing from, if you want to share, from the inside out? Please feel free to call 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And don't forget, talk to Tanji on Monday, 7-ish. Guys, I'm doing so good, I swear to you. I got there at 7:59.
Hey, there we go.
But yep. It's a fun, interactive way that I can just say, man, just wake up and let's do life together. And of course, I'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our wonderful supporters at Me and My Nana Home Care, located at 5878 Buford Highway in Atlanta, Georgia. They're doing really good things in all things senior care. If you're looking for a certified nursing assistant or a licensed nurse, practical nurse, or a registered nurse, or maybe just someone to sit there and love on mama or daddy, perhaps you want to give us a call at 678-381-1540. Again, that number is 678-381-1540. Ask for Ty or Johanna or Kenya, and they'll take really good care of you. Now, what's going on, guys, in the world today?
Hey, 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 you know, it's the last day of March, you know, and we've been celebrating Women's History Month every Wednesday on this show. And for today, I just wanted to show a video because women are a huge part of our society. You know, I don't want to neglect them. I don't want to show that we're not showing them any support or giving them any opportunity to speak their voice and speak their mind, because they are super important to what we do. We came from women. Women were the first, our mothers were the first women that we learned to love, and so on and so forth. And it goes down throughout history. So I'm going to play a video brought to you by Women's Month 2021 by Google. So here we go. Are we good? We can see this?
Right. Yes, yeah, it's coming up right now.
Mm-hmm. There's so many women that have gone before me and have taken to the sky.
Do you think there is a need for women in space?
Well, is there a need for men in space?
All these women have been my role models and my inspiration, and I couldn't be here today without them.
Ilhan Tirisi is the woman behind a leading COVID-19 vaccine.
Women bring an energy to that that did not exist before.
And the Grammy goes to Cardi B!
Who knows how many others could have been the first if they'd had the chance to try.
Pattern Beauty is launching.
I'm the first person in my family to start a business.
Let's talk about some glass ceilings being shattered.
Judo Dubai, Summit Heights, no woman before her had reached.
We can show girls that anything is possible. It doesn't matter what they look like or where they come from, they can change the world.
Wow.
It was a nice montage.
Oh, my God. I'm trying not to cry here.
First of many. First of many. Just many. Think about it. Women who have come, who've come throughout history, lay that foundation, the first of many to repeat the same actions that they've accomplished. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I wanted to just take the time to say thank you, thank you, thank you to my mother, Annie D. for Delicious Brown. She was a single mom. She was a mom at 15 years old, and she had the opportunity to rid, even in the 70s, to rid herself of a pregnancy that was unwanted. It was unfathomable to have a pregnancy outside of, you know, marriage in Mississippi in the 70s. So my hat goes off to my mother. Thank you so very much for, one, never laughing at me when I lost everything 4 or 5 times. Thank you for never telling me what I could not do. And thank you for making me realize that if I forfeit right now, then everyone that I've ever prayed for would probably look and say, well, if God didn't do it for her, he probably won't do it for me. So to my mother, Annie D. Brown, mwah! Thank you so very much. And every woman that's ever gone before me, to say, you know what? It doesn't matter where you come from. Put your mind to it and you can do it. So my hat's off to ladies, man. Women. Hey, all ladies.
All right. So now we're going back down south. Georgia voting. I don't know if you guys have heard about the 96-page bill that was issued a week or two ago, restricting, bringing back old laws regarding voting restrictions, which have the potential to swing votes in this battleground state of Georgia. There have been a lot of companies pulling out, of companies boycotting certain Georgia-based companies who faced boycotts over the voting bill. It's been compared to Jim Crow laws, which some people are saying, some people disagree with it. But I would do advise people to really look into that, because it's super important, especially in this battleground state where we've learned about, we're not counting enough votes. The election was rigged. So we want to keep this situation abreast, and want to make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on. Especially one thing that we need to be aware of is the George Floyd trial. It's going on actually right now as we speak. There has been a lot of debate going on, a lot in general going around in terms of how the trial's being held. Why is it taking so long? We want witnesses now. We don't want witnesses. So I had this conversation with Dr. T. It's like if the roles were reversed, yes. If it was a white man and a black officer, that trial would have been done like within the month that the situation happened.
It's one of those things, right?
Yeah. I don't know what to say at this point.
I know.
I'm just gonna move on from. It's gonna move on. There has been a lot of assaults happening in America this past Monday. Asian American woman, age 65, was attacked in a racial assault. Look, everybody, I understand that there is a lot of tension going around in terms of political views, different thoughts and ideas you may have. But can we just all like agree on one thing? Human is human at the end of the day. There's only one race. There's only one race in the world. There's no black, there's no white, there's no Asian, there's no Latinx. But at the end of the day, like, we all need to come together because we live and breathe with one another. We exchange money with one another when we go to the store and purchase. You know, we they're our neighbors, you know. So I just have to say this. learn to love one another. Learn to love. Learn to respect other people's differences, because we have a duty to love one another. We love our folks. We love our friends, you know, and I think it's super important that we can come together under one cause, and that is the human race. So that's it for trending topics. I just want to leave with that sign of hope, just for us to get along and able to just be able to coexist with one another. So yeah, spread the love.
Amen. Amen. And if you haven't copped a copy of my book, a humble plug right here. Thank you guys so very much for literally supporting the vision of journaling with Dr. Tanji, deciding to move forward. You're buying it. I'm grateful. I really, really am. I pray that those 7 days will be the best 7 days of your life. It's not meant to cause any friction. It was only done out of moving you from where you are right now to where you imagined that you could be. And that's what the book is about. So thank you so much for your support. And we've got YouTube, old shows of YouTube, past shows that we get loaded up every Friday. And if I'm not mistaken, it's around 6 o'clock in the evening on Fridays. Is that right?
6 o'clock in the evening. Marion Brooks and Elizabeth O'Hare. The episode is How Do You Become a Person of Influence? It's going to be very interesting. Check it out on Dr. Tanji's YouTube channel at 6 p.m. on Friday.
Thank you so very much. Hey, and I remember that show, too. That was a really good show. From then to now, I went back and listened to it. I'm like, oh, my God, I sounded like that. And you guys didn't tell me. But anyway.
I wasn't on the show then.
No worries, man. You tell me now. So that's all right. And don't forget, if you are looking for a professional, a licensed home care provider in the areas of all things assistance with daily living, or just taking your loved one to the grocery store, maybe even paying a bill, consider, please, our friends at Me and My Nana. They're located in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're about 28 counties right now strong. So if you need help, right? If you need some assistance, please call 678-381-1540, and they will definitely make sure to take good care of you. And we appreciate them for supporting our show.
Yeah.
How about that, man?
Expanded and expanded.
I know, right, Niles? I know, right? But, you know, I'm really excited about what KJ is about to say right now. I'm trying to be good here, but I'm sitting on my hands right now. All right, KJ.
I just want to let you guys know I don't know who this person is. I have no previous relations with her whatsoever. She's definitely not upstairs recording on this show with us. Absolutely not. Well, let me give you a little bio of who this guest is. Tori Powell, she believes God uses our success and hardships to empower and encourage and equip those who meet along life's journey for his glory. Born and raised in Miami, Florida, resides in Los Angeles, husband Sheldon Powell, and 3 young adult children. She has a bachelor's degree in public administration from FIU and a master's degree in reading education and specialist degree in education leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Tori Powell, who I am not related to.
Oh, just my ass.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm like a little kid in a candy store, man. I get to see someone that I have admired. You know, a little backdrop on this woman right here, guys. She, when I first met her, it was in 2012, and I found her in the capacity of serving. We were literally serving together at the Ronald McDonald House, and that's an organization that's been around for years and years. They have one out here in Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place where people get to come when their children are in need of special services or what have you, and it's no cost to the family. So here I was with this woman serving, I think, hamburgers and hot dogs. And her, you know, I've learned that to the degree that you can serve is the degree that God will use you in that area of gifting. So long story short, she has truly become one of my best, and I really do mean that from my soul, one of my best friends, because she brings to life all of those things that you have bottled up inside that you're kind of too afraid to tell anybody because you think they'll laugh at you. This woman right here, she's an incubator for change, and she does what she says she's going to do. So to have you on this show, I feel humbled at best. Thank you so very much. I know you're busy, but how did you get here? You know, we asked that proverbial question, how did you get here? With everything that you've kind of had to go through, you're still smiling. And you can't, you can't pretend that smile, lady. So welcome. And thank you so very much for bringing another approach to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, I forgot about Ronald McDonald House, but every now and then that photo pops up on my Facebook feed. But that was fun. I remember that day, and I burned a lot of hot dogs, but, you know, I got right out there.
See,
on the
I didn't tell that story. I was going to let you tell it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, so how did I get here? I'm originally from Florida, as KJ shared. We moved out here to California. Well, we actually came out here in 2012 over the summer. I'll never forget that summer because my daughters were invited by agents and managers. And so we came out here for that. And when we came, our intentions were to come just for the weekend, or no, for the summer. And it ended up being, you know, you needed to be out here longer, and we're here 8 years later. And we came out in a small increment. So it was me and the girls at first and some of our other family members. It was KJ came next, and then eventually Sheldon moved out here.
Not just KJ, by the way. There's another one. Just let you know. I'm fine. It's fine.
And I thought it was all about them, right? I thought me coming out here was all about them and trying to, you know, show them that they have opportunities beyond the traditional occupations that are presented when you're younger, you know, to try to help them reach their goals. But through the journey of these 8 years, God has taught me so much. You know it's about them, and I've listened to a lot of what you guys shared in the beginning of the show, that, you know, how do you handle, pick up the broken pieces of your life and move forward. And I thought, wow, we don't anticipate a lot of those things happening, but it's like how you handle it and how you move forward from it becomes your story. You know, and I'll never forget when you and I would talk, you know, when we saw each other, you would always say how people are waiting on you. People are waiting on you. And I think I'm at that point now where I see it now. I can see where some of those struggles that I've had to endure and to get through, I can now share that story with other people, and I can see where people are actually waiting. So that's a motivator, a true motivator.
Very good. And you're a motivator for us. You are for me. So thank you so very much for that. Having all of these talented babies, man, your whole family is talented. Seriously. How do you do that as a mom? And you still got to be mom, but you got to be that business person too. Because it is a business that you have, you do. You got three businesses.
I think it's gotten a lot easier since everyone is older, right? They were elementary and middle school when we first moved out here, which was a lot. Yeah. But I think now what I do is I identify myself. It might sound weird, but they know where I'm coming from. And I was just telling KJ, it's like, okay, I'm not talking to you as mom. I'm talking to you as, you know, it's time to talk about business or whatever, so that they know when I switch that hat. And the communication can, and I've learned that the communication is more intentional then So then they know when I'm coming to them as mom, like, no, this is what needs to happen. And as a business person, okay, this is what, you know, these are your options. You need to decide what to do. So it has really helped me in trying to release some of that responsibility and allowing them to make some of their own decisions and just being intentional, like, time management and stuff. Like I have a list of things that I want to accomplish for the month. I have a list of things that I want to accomplish for the week. And I just, during my devotion and my prayer time, I just ask the Lord to help me to prioritize my day, you know, because I could be working on A and A is not ready, or A will be handled by someone else. And I just don't know it yet. So really just trying my best to prioritize what's the most important, what God wants me to accomplish. And, you know, I noticed that the end of the month, today's the end of the month. And I went back to the beginning of March and I was like, okay, you told me to do this, this, and this, and I need to get it done, you know? So I try to prioritize and ask the Lord to guide me and just make sure I stay true to what he tells me to do, you know?
Wonderful. You're doing a wonderful job, lady.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Tori, can I call you Tori? I don't know.
I'm trying to be my business hat on, KJ.
your children sound awesome. They sound super cool, and I bet they believe that you're an incredible mother. I'm going to put you on the spot right now, and I hope they're all listening to this. If you had to pick one child, who's your favorite?
Oh no, he did not.
the one whose first name begins with K.
Okay.
I love all right. That answer.
If the audience doesn't know, all of our names start with K. That's 3 K's, so that's the cool kids clan. So, there it is.
Oh my god. Thank you.
Cool.
that's the answer I was looking for. Cool.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. Well, let me ask you now. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Niles.
No, no, go ahead.
No, man.
Oh, okay. No, I was just gonna ask, you know. This is a question that I ask folks every once in a while, but what like keeps you going? What's that motivating factor, even when you don't feel like, you know, what you're doing is yielding the results that you think, you know, should be yielding?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. Uh-huh. What keeps me going is I'm not doing it for myself. I want to please the Lord. I have done enough to please this flesh of mine and make mistakes and all of that. And I wake up trying to today, my goal, you know, his right way of living. And that's what I aim to do. And I get it right some days I don't. And I think the most important part is keep going, you know, he knows I'm not perfect and I surrender that to him. And I have to humble myself a lot, you know, and make constantly making sure that what I'm doing aligns with what he wants me to do. You know, so many things can come your way and that you can be a part of. But if that's not what God wants you to do, you're wasting time. And lately I've been like, we don't have the time. Right. We don't have the time. We think we have all this time and we really don't. We need to really be about the business of what we need to do. And I think one important thing too, Niles, is I take breaks. I try to take breaks. You know, this is my spring break and I don't feel like I've been on a break, but I did take some time to just be still, you know, because sometimes you get so busy doing that you forget to rest. And I've learned that a lot happens when you rest. You know, God does his work when you rest. He speaks and brings clarity when you rest. It. So rest is important. And I'm learning to take that rest so that I can keep going, you know?
Right? Now, just to pulsing and moving into this book, you've been working on a body of work that's going to revolutionize the way women and mothers and daughters see themselves. I'm excited for it. Can you share just a little bit of why now? Why now?
Well, you know, when we first came to LA, I had this desire to start like a women's group and do all of these things. And the word that came to mind was intentional. And the thing about that is I didn't realize that God had to do more work in me before any of that could even come to pass. And the work that he did in me over these past 8 years, I mean, from relationships to just being a woman and a friend and a mom and a wife, and, you know, just prioritizing my roles and, you know, my career and all of that. He had so much to do in me that I wasn't even ready for that. You know, I was still learning, and I don't even know if, you know, that was just him kind of giving me a glimpse of things that will happen later. But I do know that I have learned to be intentional with my time, intentional with my relationships. Writing was a struggle in terms of I can write little snippets of things, but to write an entire body of work and to just really be transparent, it was hard. I had my sweet friend push me along the way, and she knows who she is. I mean, I'm telling you, she is really a part of me bringing that together. And it really is my story from my perspective and how I overcame some challenges with relationships, friendships, marriage. And a lot of times, you know, we're so quick to blame other people. Yes, sometimes other people had a lot to do with it, but then sometimes it was me. You know, one of those things when we surrender to God, and we ask him for guidance or we ask him questions about a situation, and we always think God will change that other person.
Yep.
But God ends up changing you. And that's what he did. He changed me from the inside out. And he showed me where the quarrels come from, right? In James 4, like we were just reading this, a pastor shared this scripture, and I had read it before, and it just kind of reminded me that sometimes the quarrels aren't always the enemy. They're not always another person. Sometimes it's us and our evil desires and what we want to happen and when we want it to happen. Yep. So it's a constant surrendering of who you are and where you're going and what happens next. And, you know, because sometimes, a lot of times, life isn't what you imagined. Like, this isn't where I saw myself, but God saw me here, right? Yeah. So he was, he's intentional, you know.
He's intentional.
For sure.
Wow.
I have another question. Wait, before I answer that, do you want to change your answer from our previous question?
I do not.
Just got to clear the air. You know, it's the last day of Women's History Month. And I just wanted to know, do you have any words of affirmation or advice for all of our listeners who, you know, male or female, you know, but who need that extra jolt to be inspired to write that book or even start that plan that they've been working on?
Oh, wow, KJ, that's a good question. Words to encourage those who would like to write. I would say start, right? Create a deadline. Have someone who can hold you accountable. That was huge for me, because every now and then my sweet friend, you know who she is, she would say to me, oh, how's that book going? Or if I sent her a picture of my cover, she would say, yep, people are waiting on this. And I knew that I had to do it, but sometimes those things that seems like it takes longer, you want to put it off and get done and complete those things that you can finish in a shorter amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I had to kind of abandon that and just sit and discipline myself to do it. And when I did that, I noticed that it kind of just flowed. When I first showed her my manuscript, it was a hot mess. It was not good. I mean, she told me, like, this is not it, you know? And once I sat down, but you need that, right? I don't want to skirt past that. I think that was something that I really needed in my life. I needed people to be honest and tell me the truth. If it was good, if it was bad, if it was ugly, I needed to hear that. So many times we get caught up with the positives, and in this culture, so many times they want to hear all the good stuff, but there's lessons in the bad stuff. There's lessons in the stuff that you don't want to hear. You know, that stuff that gets all muddied up, you can learn from that. Okay. Is that how I came across? But that wasn't my intention. So what do I need to change so that I can come across the way I intend to come across, you know, or communicate the way I intend to communicate? So I think, I think having that support was a big help for me. And I would just tell whoever's starting on their journey of writing a book or writing anything to just start, I would let someone know that you're doing it, set a deadline for yourself, set aside time to write. And a lot of the ideas that were given to me came at the most inopportune time. Sometimes I would think, oh, I'm going to sit and write, but I would be at the gym working out and all of these thoughts would flood my mind. So I would voice record it on my phone as I'm on the treadmill and I had part of my book. So then there were times when I got stuck. And when I got stuck, I realized I hadn't gotten to that part yet, you know? It was just inspiring to see how God brought it all together and the lessons that I've learned in the process. And even just my conversations with you, Dr. Tanji, really encouraged me to do it, you know, and to just kind of finish it, you know, and to get it done. So it'll be released soon and I'll let everyone know when.
And we will definitely be following you. Thank you so very much. I'm looking at the time and I'm like, that gummit, man, when did this time go? How not fair. KJ, you're going to finish this out. What were you about to say?
I was going to say, I would love to meet the sweet friend, whoever you are. You should come on the show. You know who you are.
I love this band, man.
And also, I just want to say one more thing. You know, you have an incredible story. You're an amazing mother. You're an amazing friend. And that whatever you do, whatever project, whatever you touch, turns into gold every time. Wow. And I'm proud to call you my mom. Yes, she's my mom. I was just joking.
Wow.
Yeah, I figured that.
How dare you do this, man? I'm crying over here. That's our show. What a way to end the show. KJ, Niles, Tori, LA Talk Radio, Ronan and Sam, you guys, thank you so very much for making this one of the best shows ever. God bless you, bless you. Tori, we're waiting on that book, man. And until next time, remember that I love you. I really, really do love you from now until the end of time. I do. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to tune in Monday, 7-ish. I'm your girl, all things inspirational. Until then, bye.
Please.
Wow.